run a gauntlet.
Yes.
In order to obtain basic human rights, like pap smears, like abortions, like
birth control pills.
And I'm here not lightly. I mean, in light of clinic harassment, which this clinic has had to endure since the 80s, or the nomination of John Roberts, who has argued that Roe v. Wade was decided wrongly, or even in more distant events, like the Florida clinic, who was set on fire 3 weeks ago, or even more distant events from our past, like the murder of Dr. Bernard Slepian, an abortion provider, who was killed in cold blood in his home. I'm not taking my presence here lightly. I am a woman who has had an abortion, and I want all anti-choice bigots and their allies in Congress to know this. I am a woman who has had an abortion. This phrase isn't just factual disclosure. This phrase represents the total divestment of the privilege known as privacy. I think privacy is doing more harm than good for the move to establish a full set of reproductive rights for every woman. I am a woman who has had an abortion. I want to affirm that as a personal decision. I want to affirm it because I want to affirm the women that did the work to get me that right. And I want to affirm it because my privacy, which is supposed to protect me, is nothing more than a closet. I do not want to be in a closet, and I will not rely on my privacy. And I think that my privacy is, again, one of the reasons that the women down the street are being forced to run a gauntlet. After this press conference, I'm going to walk down the street with my privacy absolutely divested from me, and I am going to do my level best to keep this and other clinics open. As women who have had more than one abortion, I encourage other women here, every woman here, who has had abortions, to think of ways in which you can start speaking up in defense of the right to self-determine based on your experience. And remember that privacy, in the context of the threats of judicial and legislative harassment and the acts of murder that have emanated so predictably from the anti-choice community, privacy taken in this context is nothing more than an act of deference to an insecure community that knows nothing but thuggishness and murder. I will not be private. I have had an abortion, and I will continue to fight for the rights of every woman who seeks to reproductively self-determine.